eruption of anger, resentment, because you can imagine, Tom, that there are so many roads leading into the city center today that have been closed off. So motorists, pedestrians, they're all being rerouted. There is chaos, delays. A simple 10-minute school run journey is taking people an hour, maybe more, if they could even make it to destinations. And I can tell you, Pamela, for myself, that I was heading to the city centre to rendezvous with my cameraman colleague, and I simply had to abandon my car. I spent about an hour sitting in traffic, getting nowhere, diverted into a side street. I hope I haven't caused too much inconvenience to the people living there by leaving my car outside their door, but I had no option. I had to just leave it and run. I'm in the pouring rain, making my way up Strand Road. Roads have been closed off and looking at a police cordon close to the city council offices. We're being told that the scenes at Strand Road and at Foyle Street will remain sealed off for many hours yet, possibly until the afternoon, because police obviously wanted to wait until daylight before they could begin a detailed examination of the bomb scenes. And fingertip searches will be getting underway possibly in the next 2 or 3 hours. And after that, it's anyone's guess. And of course, Pamela, we have to bear in mind that among those who have been disrupted are residents of an elderly care home, residents in houses close to the tourist board office. There are businesses, bars, restaurants, the Foyleside Shopping Centre. Hundreds of people had left cars in there last night as they went to late-night shopping and went to the theatre at the Millennium Forum. Their cars have been locked inside all night. They will not get to their vehicles, possibly until the afternoon. So there is a real sense of resentment at what the bombers have done, at the disruption that they have inflicted upon their own city.
And this, as you say, it's going to be, it's ongoing. You've reported on these attacks for years. So you know just exactly how long it is going to take for the PSNI to carry out those detailed searches, and the fact that it's spread over two separate areas, thus diluting the search area and the people that can go through the areas.
Exactly right, Pamela. That can only add to the delays that will be experienced here, because obviously the police have got finite resources. They have only so many scenes of crime officers that they can detail, only so many crime scene managers, only so many officers who can carry out the fingertip searches. So because their resources are spread over two crime scenes, two bomb scenes, it will take a lot longer to clear each particular location. And that will mean that the city will experience an amount of disruption that it hasn't really seen for many years. Obviously, those responsible, the dissident bombers, want to maximize the disruption. And if that is what their key aim is today, well, sadly, Pamela, they have succeeded.
Being on the ground and being a journalist up in the Northwest for many years, journalists like the PSNI tend to hear things that are going on. Obviously, the dissidents are being blamed. Has there been any word on the street or anybody coming out and saying, yes, it is us, we did do it?
Well, at the moment, there has been no formal claim of responsibility, but the dogs on the street are saying that it's either the real IRA or Ogle na Héireann. And for many people in the wider community, they wonder, is there any real difference between those groups? Obviously, those involved in those groups would say that there may be shades of difference between them. But the police certainly believe that it's either Ogle na Héireann or the real IRA. And there's also a degree of speculation as to the timing of these attacks. Is it to do with the suggestion that Derry is pushing forward with its City of Culture bid, with its Fla Kill na Héireann bid? And also, is there perhaps a link with the fact that the Massarine trial verdicts are due today? There is speculation surrounding so many elements to do with these attacks.
Well, only time will tell the outcome. As both Mark Durkin and Raymond McCartney said, it's the people who planted the bombs, if they have something to say, they should be saying it and not hiding behind the violence.
Well, sadly, Pamela, these people will carry out their acts of violence and will disappear into the darkness in which the acts of violence normally are perpetrated. We expect that perhaps in the next day or two, some kind of statement may be issued to one of the local newspapers. That seems to have been the modus operandi of these groups in the past year or so when they have carried out attacks in the Derry area. Bear in mind, we have seen quite a number of dissident attacks in this city in the last year or so. We've had a car bomb at Strand Road Police Headquarters. We've had the City of Culture offices bombed. We've had a bank bombed right in the middle of the city centre in the Diamond. And these targets seem to have been very carefully picked. They're not just security targets. There are business and economic targets. There are tourism targets. So disruption, easily carried out bomb attacks causing maximum disruption. That seems to be what is behind this.
Well, Mark, thank you so much indeed for coming on this morning. I know you, now you've met up with your cameraman. I don't